The fifth quarter.
It is now at around 28 minutes gone on the total tilt time clock.
It's Barron from full back for Bell Park. Goes towards half back with the kick, looking for Paddy Bright. It's a good mark. Oh, as the siren sounds, that's it. Grove Dollar winners. They open their account 13-15 at 93. They have defeated Bell Park 9-9-63. 30-point win in the end to the home side.
What a fantastic victory for Grovedale as they start their season with a win over a side that would be expecting to play finals with what they've recruited in 2021. But unfortunately, injuries have probably played a bit of a role this afternoon. But that's to take nothing away from Grovedale's performance. As Josh Conway makes his way out onto the ground, players now come together. The talking point, though, out of this contest will be the injuries for Bell Park, as we see Tim Sheringham with that right hamstring very heavily iced. Hope it's not too serious, and that we see the superstar back at some stage for Bell Park. Charlie Wilson, ice on that left knee, which he had strapped during the contest. So there are some injury concerns that they will have to look at as we head into round two against Colac. But I think Josh Conway is down with the man of the moment. Four goals on debut in Tom Gillett.
Speedy Dean just embraces the debutant. Tom, congratulations, mate. You look like you've been doing this for years.
Oh, thanks, mate. It was a good effort for all the boys. Not many people were expecting this to happen, so really good. Had a good pre-season, all of us boys, so really worth it. And, yeah, how good the scenes, mate. Oh.
Did you surprise yourself, mate, by the way you were going about things? As I say, you looked very at home out here.
Yeah, no. I was just happy to get a touch, to be honest, so this is just a bit of a bonus, but, yeah.
And what about the feeling amongst all the young guys, mate? There's plenty of them, 15 out of your juniors in this 22 today. That must be a great thing for you.
Yeah, no, it's great to see all the young blokes coming up. And, yeah, it's a good young team, so, yeah, good to be here.
Got you, Tommy. I'll leave you to it. Congratulations, thanks, mate.
Tom Gillett there with Josh Conway, our fifth quarter underway. And, of course, our post-game chats thanks to Harmac Holmes. And, wow, what a game. What just something to throw the cat amongst the pigeons in the competition, that other clubs are going to look at that Grovedale performance and go, they're a team.
They are. Well, like pre-game, we said, where are they going to kick their goals from? How are they going to get enough ball inside forward 50? Well, I'm glad we're sitting here and proving us wrong, because they're another team that can really shape the five this year. They were impressive. 28 scoring shots.
He seems to me to be the type of coach too who, he'll let them enjoy it, but he'll make sure they don't get too far ahead of themselves.
Nah.
Obviously, the three-quarter time address that he had was, you know, boys, you still got to work hard here. This is not over and done with just yet. And
yeah, correct.
We might just go out to Buzz, who's with Cam Delaney.
Yeah, I am, Kingy. Thank you, Cam. How good's that, mate?
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad.
Us boys have been working pretty hard. I know every team has been, but that last year, so it's really focused still on this first game, and to come away with a win there is pretty happy with it.
Did you expect this, mate? This isn't a bad Bell Park team by any stretch.
No, look, they're a good club. They've been a good team for the last however many years I can remember. So we always knew there was going to be a good fight. We just wanted to stay competitive, and we've been in games over the last few years, but we fade out a bit, and that was a big focus, to really hang on and stick it out and grind it out and end up coming over the win. So
I'll let you go. Enjoy. Congratulations.
Cam Delaney there speaking with Josh Conway. Good work, Buzz, down boundary side for Loco Sportswear, team apparel for champion teams. So they're huddled up in the middle of the ground, the Grovedale boys, and they'll make their way off the ground into the rooms, and Buzz will follow them, and hopefully we can bring you the song. Buzz has to follow his
just
own media rules.
PG of, this week, Tom.
PG. And, of course, you've got to follow your own media stipulation of not being allowed into the rooms and just hope that you can pick up the ambient noise.
Yeah, I'll just get my bionic arm, mate. I'll just swing it around the corner.
Inspector Gadget sort of style, if you could do that. But you've got to be wrapped for Daniel Fraser to have to wait 18 months to coach your footy club, and you had all this build-up and you've prepared for a pre-season, for a season not to go ahead, and then you prepare for today and hope that it all comes together, and everything they produced nearly worked.
Yep.
The Will Jeffrey one is the one that will have everybody talking about, just the role he did, and maybe there'll be a lesson there for other clubs when they look at Lockie Patton, that, Patton got his share of the footy in the end, but there might be a potential there for a lockdown role again.
Who's taking the credit for that? Spaldo? Is he taking the credit for that?
I cannot tell you my sources. You got to do your homework, JD. That's what you got to do. But you're right, though. I mean, like, Patton's a dynamic player. He likes to get on the fly around stoppages. We saw how many stoppages there were today, and there were two midfield groups just willing to go head-to-head with each other. Wasn't a lot of outside ball, so, you know, it just showed that you can shut someone down. It can change the dynamics of a game. So, look, it was a run-with roll that worked. They don't always work.
So let's just see what we can pick up from the other side of the ground. We do have some wonderful equipment that our technician Dean Gray has been able to set up, and whether we can just get some sounds out of the Grovedale rooms and maybe the song coming over the airwaves of K-Rock 955. We'll
have
see
you got
what
me, Kingy,
we
over
I've got.
Here?
I've got your buzz. Here we go. Well, we got the start, but you get the sense that they're pretty happy inside the Grovedale rooms. Buzz, if you can hear us, we might just leave you there for the moment to organise some interviews. Shane Jack, Daniel Fraser to speak with us post-game, and one of the successful Tigers as well. Maybe we'll have a chat with one of the stars from the afternoon, a Paddy Knott or a Matty Harvey or somebody like that, but Buzz will work that out. We might leave Nathan Deans just with what the incident in the third quarter. We probably don't want to put him in that uncomfortable position to have to talk about that, which is going to, you know, I suspect the match review officer is going to be dealing with that come Monday afternoon, and we'll bring you that result at krockfootball.com.au. But talking about results, JD, before we go to our break in this fifth quarter, let's have a look. Rest of the GFL, these are the latest scores we have as I hit refresh on the AFL Barwon app, and let's have a look here at what we've got. We've got Lara 13-684, Geelong West 18-13-121, Newtown and Chilwell 11-19-85, Leopold 12-11-83.
Oh, wow.
St Mary's 19-15-129, St Albans avoid being held goalless 2-3-15, and in the end South Barwon comfortably over North Shore 24-19-163, North Shore 8-4-52. Colac and St Joey's to bounce in around an hour from now. JD, GDFL.
Yep, Inverleigh 12-17-89, got over the top of East Geelong 11-9-75. Geelong West Giants big winners 19-20-134, Belmont Lions 5-6-36, and North Geelong massive winners 24-10-154. Number one ticket holders happy. Winchelsea 6-5-41. Werribee 16-16-112 at home. Defeated Anarchy 4-1-25. Bannockburn, Battle of the Tigers 14-7-91. Defeated Thompson 8-11-59. And Bell Post Hill 23-21-58. Defeated Cryer 6-7-43.
In the Ballerine, Motowari 92. Ocean Grove 63. Torquay 82. Drysdale 41. Newcombe 107. Anglesey 109.
Oh!
Is that game over? I'd take it's game over.
Yeah, it'd have to be at 5 minutes to five. Geelong Amateur 128, Port Arlington 41, Barwon Heads 128. Have absolutely steamrolled Queenscliff in the end, 12-16-88. And in the AFLW Grand Final, Adelaide have Brisbane Lions have defeated Adelaide 6-2-38 to 3-2-20. So a good win there for the Brisbane Lions, winning their first AFLW Premiership. And, well, in the reserves here earlier today, it was a win for Grovedale, 12-9-81, Bell Park, 8-6-54. We'll take a break. Fifth quarter underway here at Burdoo Reserve. Both the coaches and a couple of players from the winning Grovedale lineup, 13-15-93, the Tigers, Bell Park, 9-9-63. APCO now toasting awesome jaffles at APCO Cafe 24-7. Live, breathe, K-Rock football.
The fifth quarter.